All right, live from the CBS television studios here in West Sacramento. They actually have a street named after the TV. We need KHDK Lane where we're at.
That is what it is, huh?
Yeah, it's KOVR Drive, which is the call letters of what was. I'm so old, I still mess it up. I have to do the math in my head. Channel 10. Or CBS 13. CBS used to be Channel 10 when I was a kid, and then they switched.
Oh.
Yeah, ABC used to be Channel 13. CBS used to be Channel 10. They switched it probably like 30 years ago.
Jeez, man.
But I still remember it. They're doing great stuff here today, and we're out here just trying to do what we can. The Red Cross hosting a telethon, raising money to help those devastated by both the floods in Louisiana and the fires out here in California. 877-239-2931. That's 877-239-2931 to donate. We have Raiders and Niners coming up. Matt Barrows is going to join us. Four Down Territory in just a few minutes. I just want to put a cap since we talked to Sam. We'll re-rack Sam at 8:05 if you missed that. So we got a lot of stuff still to come today. Ken Rudolph's going to come over and join us. Just write all that down. In the meantime, I want to put a cap on the Leslie Jones conversation from yesterday. And if you just joined us, I commented on Twitter that I wanted to see if there was a Leslie Jones free NBC coverage. Because I've been very vocal about the fact that I don't like the other stuff. I just like the sports, blah, 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 blah. And then she responded to me, got upset. You don't have to watch. What are you doing? You know, get out of here. We could have gone the rest of our lives
quit
without
being dumped.
Right, pretty much, exactly.
No one's putting a gun to your head. I believe that is exactly what she said.
Yeah, so the conversation was kind of going into what, and this is why I was really glad it happened, because I think it brings up an interesting topic, and the three of us talked about it. She has every right to crack back. You know, I criticized her coverage. She can call me a moron, do whatever she wants. She has every right to. And again,
did you criticize her coverage, or did you say, is there Leslie Jones free Olympic coverage?
Is that
criticism?
I mean, I'm semanticing here, but yeah, I think when I say, is there Leslie Jones free channel, I think I'm in a sort of snarky way saying I don't like her segments. I think it's fair for her to jump. That was never the issue. What I found interesting was the onslaught, because she's a very well-known personality and people watch her tweets.
She's a comedian.
Exactly.
I'm surprised she didn't come back with something funny.
Well, but that's the thing. I am aware of what she has had to deal with recently on social media, and it's been some horrible stuff. And you know, honestly, in my mind, had I thought through every single tweet, even though I felt that way, being like, well, you know, she has dealt with a bunch of crap. I don't want to pile onto that. I was just commenting like I comment on if I didn't like Bob Costas or Al Michaels or whoever. You know, I don't. So the three of us started talking about, and I mixed up your guys' reactions.
Yeah.
You were basically like, hey, dude, she needs to have thicker skin. Screw it, whatever. Nate was like, dude, if you're going to put it out there, deal with the backlash. And, you know, what's the problem here? And I'm obviously paraphrasing.
That was pretty accurate.
But I think it just comes down to, you know, in this day and age, you say you got hacked, you apologize and back off, or you own it. And look, I don't like getting into it, really. I like the Seattle getting into it. I like getting into it with some silly listeners that, you know, we go back and forth and do dumb stuff. Stuff like this.
People that say things like, I'll tune into KHDK again when they take Dave off of it.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, and that's fun.
Change the station. Don't listen, dummy.
Yeah, exactly. And that's fun back and forth. This stuff, it's not fun because it's...
Well, I don't know. I mean, honestly, it seems to me it just got spun a little bit.
It did.
Someone, you know, you said the same thing, and she's like, dude, don't listen, dummy. I mean, it was a little more hostile than that.
Sure. And again, her responses aren't... I was surprised she read it. I was surprised she responded that harshly. But again, I deserve that. That's fine. I put it out there in a public forum. I have no problem with that. It was... And some of the texts earlier were, you know... Dave, stop being hateful, you know, own it and apologize.
I just don't get that. I don't get it. Let me be very clear here. I have had to go through plenty of things on social media. Mm-hmm. When you are in the public eye, you are there for people to say and do whatever they want to you on social media. And you're basically left to determine how you're going to deal with it. You do have to develop a very thick skin. And it's very difficult, but you hear a lot of harsh things. I don't pay any mind to these people. for you to say, which I have to say I tend to agree with, I prefer my sports coverage to be coming from sports commentators. I don't need a comedian covering the Olympics.
That's your preference.
Yes, that's my preference.
Other people disagree.
I really, really like her.
Sure.
I love her on SNL. All of these things. I have been unimpressed and uninterested in her Olympic coverage. Now, did I tweet it? No, because it's just I don't care enough to tweet it.
Sure.
But you did not tag her in it. She came at you. I don't understand why she comes at you, because in my opinion, she probably gets a lot of this. She's wasting her time. It's a waste of your time to waste your energy.
Hey,
and your.
She's got millions of dollars and is like really, really famous. Who are you to tell her how to spend her time and what's a waste or not?
No, Nate, being in this position, based on my experiences, it's a waste of your time.
I don't disagree with you, but it is an absolute waste of your time.
Like, because
I can't
Dave,
say how she manages her time. She's a lot
I'm not
more
even,
successful
I,
than
okay,
I am.
Okay, so that's exactly why I just fixed what I said and said, in my opinion, it's a waste of her time. So the point here being, unlike most of the people that are going to say hateful, awful things to you on Twitter, Dave is not a troll. He's not trolling her. When you respond and you do that, it opens up the gates to just a barrage of bullcrap.
And Nate, to your point, she doesn't know me. She doesn't know if I'm a troll or not. I literally have, other than a little bit of surprise that she cracked back that hard, I keep saying I have no issues with what she, it's fair play, total fair play, salute, and I have no ill will against her. The thing with me is, are we at a point where, and I hope we're not, I don't think if you're out there, whether it's on a small level like you or me, Katie, or a huge level like her, or Bob Costas, or whatever, you put yourself out there, you get criticized. I think that's okay. I think it's okay. And the what they call the concern police out there, like, hey, come on,
you've got to be able to take criticism and compliments, one and the same.
Right. And guess what? You know what? Here's the thing about Leslie Jones. I'm just going to guess here. She's going to be just fine. She's doing just great. She's doing amazingly. And you know what? And good for her. 100% good for her. I actually wish she'd people kept saying she should come on the show. She never would. But I bet if she and I spent 5 minutes on the show together, we'd probably part as friends. I think we'd be friends. I think she'd totally own me like 37 times, and I'd laugh at it. And
I would have laughed at the whole thing if she owned you on Twitter.
It'd be fine. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Just a few minutes, actually. It's four-down territory time already.
Dang.
My goodness.
Football.
Live from the CBS Television studios in West Sacramento, it's The Drive, Sports 1140 KHTK. Well, hi, Matt.
Guys, what did we learn from the Niners' loss on Sunday to Houston?
I understand it's a part of sports talk radio. What did we learn? It's so tough to learn a ton from preseason games unless it's a black or white issue. And in this case, there was for the 49ers that Thad Lewis, who got the most play, if you will, he's gone. Torn ACL.
Bye-bye.
He's done.
Count him out.
Blaine Gabbert.
Injuries suck, maybe?
Yeah, a little bit. And Colin Kaepernick has a dead arm. So here's what we learned, but we already knew it. It's just a different level. Hey, the Niners are going to have problems with the guy throwing the ball, and I'm not a football expert, but I think that's kind of important.
I'll take it a step further. They were really, really bad at turning the ball over last season. They were not good in the first preseason game, which you can kind of expect a little bit as they're getting back into live action and hitting and all that stuff. But under Chip Kelly's system, if they were as bad at turning over the football as they were last year, I feel really, really bad for that 49er defense.
Yeah, what did we learn? They don't have a quarterback. They don't have any wide receivers. I'll tell you what I did learn, though, that's a positive. Vance McDonald caught a touchdown pass.
Yes.
And it wasn't a mistake. Vance McDonald caught the ball.
Well, the guy fell
it
down.
It was amazing. Yeah, but the ball is in his hands.
Yes.
He caught it, and
yes.
That's amazing. So that's what I'm taking out of it.
All right, second down, baby.
All right, classmates, how about the Raiders? What did we learn from their win against Arizona?
Well, wow. I would say that George III came out and had a really fantastic game. But, however, again, preseason dictates the fact that these are guys that are just trying to get on the team. No matter how good he played, there's really no telling whether or not he's going to make that final roster for the Raiders.
Yeah, you know, I say we go ahead and bump him up to George II.
Wow.
That's my vote for it. Well, you know, Matt McGloin's still a good backup quarterback. I thought the secondary was really pretty good, and that's one of the biggest question marks. So that's what I take out of it.
I think we learned when we have Greg Papa on, we should ask him how he feels feels about Katie stepping on his call right
yeah.
there. That's rude.
Yeah.
Dear Lord. Yeah.
You know what? Maybe I should call him out on Twitter and be like, is there a Raiders
yes.
game that I can get without Greg Papa
Greg
on the
Papa
call?
Greg Papa free game. Oh, touche. Et tu, KT. What do we learn? Well, we learned that the Raiders are just awesome. They really are. I love it. I love it. They come in. They throttle the Cardinals. Yeah, I don't care if it's preseason. Yes, I don't care if Carson Palmer was 3 of 5 and that's all he played. Whatever. They scored 31 points on what's supposed to be one of the best defenses in the NFL, and I don't care if the best part of that defense didn't play a lot. Who cares? Look at the Raiders. They're going to be good this year. I'm all aboard the Raider train.
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo.
Wide receiver Josh Gordon returned to Browns camp yesterday. What can we expect for the wide receiver with RG3 now as the Browns QB? Here's Josh.
You know what we can expect? We're talking about the Cleveland Browns, Robert Griffin III, and Josh Gordon. That's like the Bermuda Triangle of comedic, like, failure between those three. What's going to happen this year? RG3 is probably going to get hurt. If he doesn't, he's going to stink because it's Cleveland. That's just what happens. You're going to hear some stories about Josh Gordon getting busted with weed again, or maybe not. They're going to have a terrible year because it's, you know, it's the Browns.
No, I disagree. They're going to have a great year for the Browns. They may not make the playoffs.
So?
They'll be a surprise team because Robert Griffin III is going to rediscover himself now that he's finally out of that Dan Snyder cesspool of the Washington Redskins. Josh Gordon, before he left, was one of the
– In Cleveland,
the,
he says.
Hey, no, that's my big finish. Josh Gordon was one of the best receivers in the game, one of the best up-and-comers before he decided weed was more important than the NFL. And – this is the year of Cleveland, man. It's the year of Cleveland.
Good point,
they got
there.
The NBA championship. They had the UFC heavyweight champion. They had a one of the conventions there. Everyone loves Cleveland. Cleveland rocks, man. It's the year of Cleveland.
What? It is not the year of Cleveland. Just because LeBron was able to do something that hasn't been done, ever, does not mean that RG3 and Josh Gordon are going to be the answer. We'll see what RG3 does. That is the most interesting question mark to me, because I actually really like him as a quarterback. He has not been what he is supposed to be for quite some time now. I don't know if he'll ever get back there. Josh Gordon, whether or not it's the Mary Joanna, Nathan, or if it's...
get on my face.
Or if it's like alcohol. He has some serious substance abuse problems. It's not even just problems, but also problems in terms of adhering to what he's supposed to be doing to get himself out of trouble. So is a 1-year suspension enough? We're going to find out.
Harrison, Peppers, and Matthews all face indefinite suspensions if they don't submit to interviews stemming from Al Jazeera's investigations. Is this right?
Well, first off, I think Harrison Peppers is a phenomenal name. I know what you meant there. But James Harrison, Julius Peppers, and Clay Matthews all dealing with indefinite suspensions. Is it right? No, it's not. Hey, watch this real quick. Hey, guys, you know what? I think Brock Osweiler's on steroids.
Oh, my God.
He needs to be interviewed now because Carmichael Dave on CBS Radio said it. So he has to be suspended until he – no, screw it. Screw that. And, yes, I'm generally against the athletes when it comes to drugs, but in this case, innocent until proven guilty. And an Al Jazeera report in which the guy who wrote it recanted everything he said – that does not qualify as mandatory interviews there.
There's two things that really bother me about this entire story. The first one being what Dave mentioned about the kid recanting his story, the intern that worked at this lab or whatever that named all these people and caused all this problem, then recants it. But then on top of that, they're going to go ahead and call out these players, and Roger Goodell is going to suspend them indefinitely if they do not adhere to the Iron Throne of Roger Goodell, which they don't have to at this point. The only reason Peyton Manning has been cleared of this whole thing, though, is because he talked to them and cleared it up. So there's the part of me that's like, why don't they just talk to him and clear it up? But there's the other part of me that's like, just stick it to Goodell.
Yeah, it's wrong, but unfortunately they have the leverage to do this. The Tom Brady case kind of helped them out in that, and the players' union is terribly weak. So unfortunately they're probably going to have to cave to this, even though there's no reason to.
All right, that's four down territory. We will take a break. We'll come back, continue from CBS television headquarters out here. We're out here for the Red Cross as their telethon continues, 877-239-2931, to help out not just the people suffering from the wildfires here in California, but out in Louisiana, Baton Rouge, in that whole area from the floods. We'll take a break on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHTK. All right, welcome back to The Drive, Sports 1140 KHTK. Broadcasting live from the set of Good D Sacramento, the American Red Cross hosting a telethon trying to raise money to help those who've been affected by those floods you've seen in Louisiana, the fires out here. Red Cross always doing awesome stuff. If you want to help out, 877-239-2931. Joining us right now, we're in his world now, Grandma. It's from Good Day Sacramento. You can hear him on the Lowdown with Damian and Jason. Noon to 3 is the dapper, handsome Ken Rudolph. Hello, Ken.
Good morning. How you guys
wow,
doing,
he's
Ken?
He's really, really kissing up
Look
to you this
Look how pretty
morning.
He is
He's
today.
In my house.
He always, yeah. You know what? Ken has always got himself put together nicely. He's not the guy you see walking around wearing a pug T-shirt that
pug
takes
life.
Up his entire
he's got
freaking
eyes
chest.
On his chesticles.
Because I can't pull that off. I can't pull it off like you can, Dave.
You know, nobody wants to pull that off.
Thanks for giving up the taco meat this morning, Nate. What's that? Talking about, we call that chest hair taco meat. Giving up the taco
listen,
meat. I like it.
Listen,
okay,
I knew
go
the
ahead.
Fellas were going to be around.
Nate's a hairy beast.
Make a dig at my outfit now so that we, because we do morning radio.
She's
we don't like, have to look nice.
She goes, do me.
Do me. Make no, I'm ready.
Like I'm Don Rickles. Like it's Don Rickles. Yeah. Oh, get me.
Perform.
Point
no.
out the snot rag that's
well,
hanging
yeah,
out
I mean,
nose
Dave's going to give me, I'm wondering if the Red Cross can help with my nose issue.
Seriously.
You know, Katie, you got to be careful because we had an insult comic on once. His name was Colin Kane, and the host we had, he was amazing. But at the time, the host said, hey, why don't you do me? And he did. It was a disaster.
It was brutal. The whole room got quiet.
Man,
he eviscerated him. I love
it was
that.
Bad.
Destroyed him.
So
know what?
Do you
Ken
have like morning allergies? Like I used to have morning where my nose
you know
would run
what?
In the morning if I don't get enough sleep
Ken,
or something like
I
that.
I had surgery on my nose on
oh,
last
that's right.
Tuesday.
That's right.
So
yeah.
I just like kind of got everything taken out yesterday, and I had a cold simultaneously.
Oh.
So this is like the after effects of like surgery mixed with a nice cold.
That's not brain
but
fluid
hey,
that's leaking out, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Is it a little bit of brain fluid?
That's
not
normal.
A lot left.
You had
that's,
some despair.
That's yeah. normal.
Oh, you
that's
picked it up. Oh,
come
on. God, Nate.
I just want to see if there's any brains
in there.
Oh, jeez. It's not like you know, when you picked up his
spit cup. That was an accident. By the way, my heart rate's up to 110.
I know.
Right
look
now.
How excited Ken makes
so
you.
So you picked up his. I did that one time. My uncle, I distinctly remember going to my uncle who lived in the Oak Park area, and I took a nap there. He was old, and he did the old chew.
Yeah.
He had the big Folgers cans
yeah.
all over the house.
Oh, yeah.
So I remember laying down on the carpet, which was a bad idea to begin with, and I remember taking a nap, and I fell asleep on the floor. And I woke up, I moved my leg, and I heard a thing go, gunk.
Oh.
And I remember I looked over, and I had knocked like the whole thing. It was like maybe halfway full.
Oh, nope. Gross.
In the old
nope,
Folgers
nope.
coffee
gross.
Can, the big ones. Mm-mm. And all I did was I took the can, and I put it on top of the spot.
Oh, you God. You did what kids do. They're so resourceful at covering up a
yeah,
mess.
Exactly.
Yeah, you hit it.
It's like, I did not
you
do
hit
that.
It well.
I wanted to thank you guys, though, for coming in and bringing all your gear and all your equipment and doing the show in the middle of our crazy studio this morning as we try to band together and help some folks who are really in need. We were talking about the flood situation in Louisiana, of course, more than 20,000 people rescued, water rescues, and they're in shelters right now. Also focusing it in, I think we have now 13 fires
Oof.
That
oh,
are currently
so
burning in California. And so we're trying to focus all of the efforts on helping the individuals who are suffering right now. And just think about, there's some Red Cross volunteers here, and they brought in something as simple as a blanket.
Yeah.
And a stuffed animal.
Right.
And that's one of the first things that they will give to people when they come to the shelter. It's something as simple as that
yeah.
that will really help them out. And so anyone who's able to give, you know, a $2 or $3 donation, that's going to help to cover the cost of that blanket and the stuffed animal. And then with the food and everything else they're providing. So anything folks can do to help us out, we really appreciate it today.
I would imagine you guys ran this clip I saw over the weekend and
the just, water rescue?
Yeah, of the dog.
Oh
and
my
of
goodness!
The lady.
And the lady, dude.
It was
wow.
It was absolutely amazing to see. And when the guy rescued the lady and she pops up, first thing she's saying is, "Get
Where's
my,
dog!"
And the dog was in like it looked like a convertible Miata or something with a
yeah.
soft top. They're cutting through. They get the pooch and all this tiny little dog.
Yeah,
and you just. You see the weather reports. You see the flooding. You see the pictures and all that. But when you see that human drama, and not to I don't know, overexposed or anything, but when you see that human drama and realize we get pretty lucky here in Sacramento, knock on wood, I think it was 86 when we had our last huge floods, but this does happen, and like you said, a stuffed animal, a blanket, these kids, and everyone involved, the Red Cross just continues to do absolutely amazing work.
It is, and a lot of them are volunteers. People don't understand that. Yep. Those are volunteers that show up to help. Whenever something goes wrong, they just come out of the woodworks, and they're really there to do whatever needs to be done.
I've got to, normally, like, you know, you see it on TV with the Red Cross, they've got usually a number you can text, and it's like an automatic $10 donation.
Yes.
Or is there something similar to that set up this go around, or is it just a number that they need to call in to make the donation?
No, there's not a text line, but I will find out if there is one. We have the phone number they can call. That is 877-239-2931.
Yeah,
and then,
memorized.
Of course,
wow.
And then there's obviously the
website. Get with it,
the stuff is linked to our site at gooddaysacramento.com, right. So there's an immediate link there, or Facebook for gooddaysacramento.com as well. But that's actually, I remember there being that text line. I'm going to go ask the Red Cross supervisor if we can get that.
Ken Rudolph right here, Dave, is a professional.
Why do you think my heart rate went up to 110? Because I've got this paper right in front of me with the number, and Ken's just like, and that's, he's a pro. Look
after we've
guy.
Said it like 15, 16 times
right.
already, so it, everything shows about rhythm, and so once you get into that rhythm, just like with radio, you get into that rhythm.
We never have a rhythm. Don't worry about it.
No, you remember stuff.
Do you guys have that on the lowdown? That's interesting.
What is that?
Rhythm?
Rhythm?
Well, actually, we're totally out of sorts right now because we're in a different time slot for the next week and a half while Grant Napier is out. Jason's on vacation, so I don't know what I'm going to do without sunshine.
You cocoa butter,
I need
apparently.
A second.
Apparently, they rub cocoa butter
I need
on
a second.
Each other. I just found that out.
Yeah, we do. You guys don't do that?
No.
We rub each other down with cocoa butter?
Okay, you know, that sounds like some serious male bonding.
We take shots at Jim Beam.
Oh, well, then we haven't graduated to that just yet.
Gotta wake up, Ken. I'm glad Ken's on because I've been trying to get Ken on this show for.
No, it's not my fault.
No.
We'll blame the powers that be.
No.
We're trying to get our line connected so that we can talk to each other.
To be very, very clear, absolutely. The is not Ken's fault. Ken has agreed. At some point, and I'm putting it out there so hopefully the bosses can get pressured to actually do it.
Right.
At some point, we're going to have Ken on a daily basis for a couple minutes for news and stuff
like
that.
So. We found out there is a text. There
See?
Is a text that you can do. You
Katie.
Can text LA floods, really? As in Louisiana floods, LAFLOODS, and you can text that to the number 90999, and that will do the automatic $10 donation you were talking about.
Nice. See?
Exactly.
Hold on a second.
There's something to be said about convenience.
Our boss, Kevin Sherritt.
And asking a question. We didn't even think about that this morning. What's up?
Kevin Sherritt, our boss, was showing you a text, and I just realized something. What am I in your phone as?
Knucklehead.
What is my contact? I've never seen this before.
It's a knucklehead.
Don't worry. Yeah, there's something not nice.
The important thing is that there is a number you can text so that you can make a $10 donation to the Red Cross and help both the victims in Louisiana of the flood there and, of course, the multiple fires burning in California.
Absolutely. I think 13 right now. Wildfires in the state. I have to get back
over
to
set.
Yeah, you gotta go back do real work. Yeah.
They're giving me that look.
Yeah. I can.
Like I wasn't
You
ready.
Look so nice.
Yeah.
Mish already.
You guys look fantastic, and you always look amazing, Katie.
Oh,
well, thank you.
Appreciate
it.
Hey,
you got a big day coming up, right, buddy? You got a big day coming up
soon.
He's
got a big day coming up, man. You mean on the 17th?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's happening.
What's happening?
I'm getting married, guy. Yeah.
No, do it big.
I know. Mommy, try to keep it quiet because Dave gets upset that, you know.
I wasn't invited.
Oh.
Or
that's
that he's
okay. You guys need to work that out.
I wasn't invited either.
Yeah. That's cool, Katie. You and I'll just tailgate.
My brother from another mother's coming in here soon. Damien's going to be in.
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
So Damien will be in later on.
I'm going to talk to him about my Fitbit. He'll know all about that.
He's all into that.
All right. Good luck televisioning.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming out. I appreciate it. Thanks for your help.
You.
We'll give Cody a kiss for us.
Always.
Okay. Bye-bye. That's Ken Rudolph going off to do Ken things over there and be a pro.
Yeah, you get nervous. I just sit over here in silence.
Yeah.
That's how I cope.
L.A. Floods. That's LAFLOODS. One word. So it looks like La Floods.
La Floods.
Like it's French. But L.A. Floods to 99.99.
Not wait.
Okay, or it could be 90. How about this? Is this better? Hold
90.
I think this is better.
9090.
No. Okay, text LA floods. Well, what part of 99.99 did you put four zeros in there?
You're I didn't put four.
Three.
Yeah.
There's one. Okay, here's a better
Say
way.
It again.
Hold on. Here's a better way to do it. I got it.
Hold on. Let me
I'm
try
a very
to guess
visual
what the
person.
Can I try to guess what the number is? Was it 90999?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
But here's the better way to do it.
99.99.
How about this? Not 90.
So it's not just me.
No, it's 90999. All right. How about this? 90999.
That works.
909.99. Okay. 909.99. Text 909.99. And they'll give you a $10 donation to LA Floods. Okay, LA Floods, 909.99.
Mm-hmm. We good? We're through it.
Yeah.
We made it.
I was going to throw out the phone numbers there. I'm not because I don't want to. We're trying to do important stuff and have people call in and text. I don't want to mess them with the.
How about 877-239-2931?
You could do that too. Throw out a lot of numbers, yeah. Man. All right, so here we go. We're going to re-rec Sam Amick here at 8:05. That's coming up in 20 minutes. Also, hey, later on in the program, we're going to have giveaways for you, too. A pair of tickets to the Whiskey, Wine, and Spirits Festival coming up this Friday. Great Gatsby era clothing and, you know.
Spirits. I mean, I heard Slimer was going to be there.
All right, Katie, I expect you will. I don't know. I've been misjudging everybody's opinion, so I don't want to. Nobody puts Katie in a corner here, but here's the thing. My question is, I got a few questions for this segment. Madden's coming out August 23rd. All right, that's a big deal to a lot of people. They take what's called a Madden holiday, where they take the day off or the following day off, and they play their game and they do all that stuff. So I was thinking about this last night. I want to take a quick poll here. What is the greatest video game sport?
Oh, I have to say the track and field on the original Nintendo.
Oh, when you're hitting the button.
Yeah.
No, where you're like going on the pad. No, it's like when you're running on the little like pad.
Oh, my God.
It's a little duck hunt, maybe?
It is still, to this day, the only video game that truly makes you have to do something physical.
You've never played a Wii, have you?
Yeah,
Wii. I do. I have a Wii. I have a Wii, but I've only really played like the...
Tennis?
Like either tennis or bowling on it.
I thought you had the Wii Fit board. I thought I saw a board over there. Maybe not.
No, I don't.
I got one. I'll bring it over.
Oh, yeah, you don't use it.
Well, I didn't say I use it. That's why I said I'll bring it
I
over.
Got it.
Oh, you can do like surfing and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah,
and
you
balance
surfing
on the board and your little me guy.
I know, but still, it's not the same as running on that Nintendo track and field one where you're like.
No. Katie's banging on the table. Everyone just stopped and
love it. The conversation begins and ends with FIFA.
Yeah, FIFA soccer.
That's it.
I tend to agree.
The other games are fun, but like that's the one that's the most accessible. It's the easiest to learn. It doesn't take a long time. Like anyone can just pop in FIFA. Even like, I've tried to like just play Tiger Woods back when it was still Tiger Woods. I don't even think that was. But that's even a complicated game to teach people for the first time. Soccer's easy. You pass it, you kick it. You know, if you feel like being complicated, you learn how to cross it. That's
it. It's so hard for me, and you nailed them both. It's so hard for me to decide between the classic Tiger Woods games. Because you're right.
I played that. I played the Tiger Woods golf game.
There is a learning curve, but then once I got it, and it carries over. There's slight adjustments year to year.
It's such a good multiplayer game.
Oh, and it's so addictive.
We used to, you know, the old thing, like 18 holes on a golf course, 18 shots in a bottle of scotch. We used to sit around and play skins for shots.
Really?
And we would play all night long. I mean, this is college days and stuff like that, but... Tiger Woods best lends itself to a party game as well.
Very much so. And FIFA, if you get, you know, they've screwed up a lot of stuff now where you have to go online and register and this and that. But back in the day where you could just go four controllers and two on two, forget
just
about
plug
it.
Plug and play.
Absolutely.
And
what about Duck Hunt? Does that count?
I'm not going to lie. I love Duck Hunt. I wish they'd bring back more of those light gun style games. Mm-hmm. Like there is a gun for the I think it was the Xbox 360 I used to play Big Buck Hunter. But golf and soccer, you're 100%. Now baseball, I used to play Bases Loaded on original.
Oh
NES.
Yeah.
But you've got the Show and MLB whatever.
Great game, bit of a learning curve.
Very
though.
Much so. There are a legion of people, and I expect that we'll get a lot of this on the text line. A legion, an entire group. You know how, like, you don't make horse people mad, like if you rip on equestrian and the horse people come after you? Like, there are NBA 2K people, and my gosh, are they loyal, and are they they will come after us.
You've talked about that before. Because that game, I understand, objectively is a great game. It's award-winning.
Sure.
The graphics are great. It's so complicated.
Agreed.
It's so complex. Like, you can't just – part of the point of this for me is to be able to – you and I right now, we could go play a game of FIFA. We'd be done in 20 minutes.
Yes.
And, you know, we could put Katie on it. A game would be done in 20 minutes.
Well,
we'd have a great time.
That's
no, but, I mean, the point is, like, worst case –
even a girl can
right.
play.
Even
oh,
a girl.
Wow.
No, I mean, like, worst case scenario, it's not like NBA where, you know, you could beat someone by 40 in a 20-minute game.
Right.
FIFA, you're going to score a couple goals, it's over, it's quick, you know.
I've tried to get into the NBA games. Other than stuff like the old double dribble on NES, NBA Jams, Jordan versus Bird, like the simple ones.
I try arcade to get, style.
Yes, I try to play NBA 2K, and granted, I'm sure if I spend enough time on it, it'd be amazing, but I don't even know how to shoot a free throw. I don't know how to rebound on it. Playing defense is...
Oh, I thought we were talking about real life.
In real life.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, right now we're in real life.
I'm sorry. I have something on my nose right now.
And then when it comes to football, Madden, I know this is upsetting to a lot of people, but... Man, I haven't played Madden in like 3 years.
No.
I just kind of burnt
it's,
on it.
Dude,
never
it's not
played
a good
Madden.
Game.
I've never played NBA 2K. I've never played FIFA. I've played Duck Hunt, and I've played Nintendo Track and Field. And, you know, a little like Wii bowling. That's about the extent of it.
The Wii bowling?
Yeah. The Wii bowling.
Listen, when the Wii came out and they had that first Wii Sports game that had the tennis and the bowl. Yeah, the one you have. I was addicted to that.
Oh,
I geeked out on that so hard for a good solid year. As a matter of fact.
Is that how you lost all that weight?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, by the way, I have so far, I've taken 2,249 steps today.
It's 751.
I don't even know if here's the problem. It could say 22,000. I don't know what's good.
Okay, so.
Because I got this Fitbit, and it's bothering me.
So
now.
I had the Jawbone, which is similar to the Fitbit. I actually want the Fitbit, but it's very expensive. But yeah, there would be like days where I would take about 18,000 steps, and that's around 10 miles.
What?
Yeah.
Well, if I find out by wearing this Fitbit that I've been walking 10 miles.
If I remember correctly.
Actually, by the
way,
you're never walking 10 miles. You're never going to say anything about
like
your health again.
Your daily goal for like a normal person, they want your steps to be around 10,000 steps.
Right.
And, you know, I didn't really ever really reach my goal on a daily basis. But those would be like the days where I had a party and was like getting ready for it all day, you know, like barbecue and people are coming over.
Yes, and you're
at the
fluttering.
End of the day, I'm like, you know, I haven't sat down all day long and 18,000 steps later, it's pretty impressive. But yeah, I mean, you'll see, Dave. You'll actually like it.
I don't like the pressure that it's putting on me now that I wear it, where I just feel like now I need to work out and I don't want
I
to.
I like it because especially with this job, tracking your sleep. Because you can also hit the nap button so that it'll track your naps. So
I do like that.
At least I get an idea of how much sleep I'm getting. And sometimes it's a good indicator of saying, okay, you actually need to do a much better job of making sure you find some time to get some sleep in there. So for that, I think you'll like it.
There's a community and people are into it.
Well, I don't need to talk to people.
Yeah,
well,
pressure.
Just
you
look.
Can join groups where there's
I'm a Fitbit
goals.
Fitbit voyeur. I don't want to be a part of the
right.
the clan.
How do you what?
How does it like know when you take a step? Could you just stand outside and be like walking and
no,
place?
It doesn't work that way.
So what do you got to do? You
That's
have to
why
move
like
your...
I would run on my treadmill and it really wouldn't log anything.
Why?
Is
it GPS?
I think
based
it's
or
GPS
something?
Based. Yeah, it knows that you're moving around.
Guys, I currently don't have a heartbeat.
Okay. Yeah, and then what about like how does it know when you're napping?
There's a nap button, like you push it, at least on the Jawbone.
Yeah, but how does
what
well,
I
if
had.
It takes you like 5 to 10 minutes to get to sleep?
No, no, no. It also tells you how long it takes you to get to sleep, how many, at least
how
this is
know?
Mine, because it's based on your heart rate. It's doing your heart rate the whole time. So, and plus you're moving around or whatever, you're, you know, whatever. But like it would tell me how many times I woke up, how long it took me to fall asleep.
If I just
it
like, tells took a bunch you, of sedatives, it, would it think I was asleep?
Yeah. It tells you okay. to, like when you're in your kind of deep sleep and when you're in your light sleep, like you can look at the graph at the end of the night and you can kind of see your sleep patterns. So, you know what, Nate, with your little curmudgeon-y
I'm
little,
asking you questions here.
I don't believe it. I don't believe this technology. We're only putting people on the moon for how many years now?
Did you hear about
so you
the,
think.
Well, what Nate needs, what Nate needs
his
is
foil
a,
cap, Nate.
He's a Fitbit that just always shows his alcohol level.
I'm good.
This 18's not good.
One button for BAC, the other buttons to call an Uber.
Hey, that's actually,
like that.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
Did you
hear
about the Cubs employee that got fired over the weekend?
No.
Oh, this is a fun story. So, you know, they acquired Aroldis Chapman from the New York Yankees. after he pitched a ninth inning in a loss, whoever decides what the music should be over the loudspeaker as he was exiting the field played Prodigy's hit Smack My Bitch Up.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And, from what, 1996?
It was way back when. And if you're not familiar with that and wonder why he got fired, well, Aroldis Chapman had some domestic violence issues.
Oh.
Now,
that is not funny.
What's crazy
but it is
that Chapman plays for the Cubs, and this was a Cubs home game in which a Cubs guy played the song. This wasn't like he was on the road.
Yeah.
Cubs guy played the song.
But he was new to the team?
Yes, yes.
So maybe it was what they had in the queue when he was a, you know.
I feel like he's like new perhaps to society. I'm not having a.
You know what's so sad is this. You said, was it an intern or an employee?
It was. Well, they say he got fired.
That feels to me like, yeah, but interns can be fired too.
Yeah, good
that
point.
Feels to me
interns
a little bit
like
get
fired
intern
like
that is probably not making any money, that doesn't have any direction.
Do you think it's a rogue? Is that what you're saying?
Ooh.
No, I'm saying it sounds to me like it's sad that at this day and age, when you think about things like what song you're playing when a guy goes up to bat or whatever it is, that you have to look into his criminal record to make sure that you're not playing any of the, you know, wrong songs. Jeez.
Well,
he was
a DJ. He was a club DJ, of which apparently now I know more about this than I should. One of two DJs the Cubs hired in 2015 after installing the video boards.
Oh, well, that's important.
You may remember there was a situation over at Sleep Train a few years back when the Detroit Pistons came to town. And during the pregame, when they were doing the Pistons introductions, they showed video of riots and fires
and stuff
in Detroit.
They did not.
And they absolutely did. And the guy who was in charge of all that, great guy, nicest guy in the world, just was trying to fire up our crowd, you know, like, hey, Detroit.
Fired up with riots and
fires?
Yeah,
he got in a lot of trouble for that.
That's just not common sense, though.
Well, you know, and I
agree. It's just not.
Whether it's playing a song, whether it's playing a video, or whether it's tweeting somebody, just always think first, right? This used to be my ringtone forever. We'll take a break. If you did not hear Sam Amick very early in the show, join us from Brazil, home of Blanca from Street Fighter 2. He will join us next. We'll re-wrap that on The Drive. Sports 1140 KHTK.